Hey there, you're listening to Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat Podcast Edition, created by Pura Draculea. And now, here's Ricky. Heyo, Ricky here. Well, I guess y'all know that from like last time and the show intro, it says so too. Anyway, hope y'all had a better Ratlin' Day long weekend than I did, man. I mean, I should know by now. I always think Ratlin' Day is gonna be rad, but then it always sucks monkey balls. First of all, things was looking up because Big Mike was working in Chicago and Jeff was away on a Zen retreat thingy in Colorado, and neither Simpin' Simon nor Nolan Nopeen were in town neither, so things were quiet at the studio. No bookings and just a list of chores Big Mike left behind, but me and intern Dave got all that shit done by Tuesday, so we were able to hang out and chill all week, and I wasn't going to have to be there on the weekend. Score. And usually Baby and her mom and sisters all go down to L.A. to shop on Rodeo Drive every Ratlin' Day, you know, to get away from the traffic jams here and, well, I guess go to the traffic jams there. Anyways, that's what they usually do and whatnot, but this time Baby's second oldest sister Yvonne was prego, and she was going to have her baby around Ratlin' Day, so Mrs. Ratson wanted to stay in town for that. And Baby was whining about missing her shopping holiday, but I pointed out that that meant we could hang out at the beach together, and I guess it's been a whole 3 weeks since Baby last took beach selfies, so that made her happy because she could take new ones to post on Instarat for all her friends to like. And Baby's pops was out of town for a corporate conference, but then also he was tacking on a weekend golf tournament too, so no shotgun threats if I brought Baby home later than usual. And as much as Mrs. Ratson also hates my guts, she's squeamish about guns, and she also goes to bed early and sleeps like a log, so it's kind of an honor system when she's the only parent in the house. It shouldn't matter, because Baby's 19 now, and me and her been an item since 8th grade algebra class, and I always take real good care of her, but you know how it is with some folks. Anyway, point is, me and Baby had plans for the weekend. So far, so good, right? Well, you would think so, except family, man. Family. Well, first up, Mama Rat woke me up early on Saturday morning, like 11 a.m., to tell me I had to get up and get ready to go to the big family barbecue at my cousins Darren and Billy's places, which I forgot about. Well, okay, no problem, or so I thought. Baby takes forever to get ready, so I figured I could get there, grab a burger and a beer, and make nice with all the old folks and tiny tots, and say hi to Darren and Billy, then jet and still make it to the Ratsons before Baby finished making up her mind what shoes to wear to the beach. And then probably I'd still be sitting there bored for 2 hours before Baby was ready to actually hit the road. I should have known better, man. Well, first of all, Mama Rat insisted we stop at the Rat Mart Supercenter, because even though Darren and Billy said they were going to have everything for the big barbecue when they always do, Mama Rat don't get along with their mama Maureen. I don't know why. I think it goes all the way back to junior high when Maureen supposedly kissed the captain of the football team that Mama had a crush on. And even though it's a million years later and neither Mama nor Auntie Maureen married that dude, Mama still hates her for it and has to take every opportunity to show up Maureen and her kids and grandkids. Hopper Rat told me one time that Mama freaked out when his brother, my Uncle Chad, started dating Maureen, and Mama did all sorts of crazy stuff to try to break them up. And then she wore black to the wedding, and Hopper Rat had to clamp his hand over Mama's mouth when the pastor asked if anyone had any reason why these two should not be wed. It's weird, man. But I guess Mama's like everyone else in the Ratsdale clan. They bear grudges for a real long time, for life even. I mean, Mama's mama, Gamma Ratsdale, she still bitches about a neighbor she had in second grade who borrowed her pink eraser in school and never gave it back to her. That must have been 1960. All them Ratsdales are like that, except me and my sister Becky. I guess we take after the Ratteriffs in a lot of ways, much to Mama's annoyance. Mama even tries to get me to not hang around with Billy and Darren because she says they're bad influences or whatever, you know, some such nonsense. In turn, Darren always says Mama's a crazy bitch. And I don't like it when he talks that way, but also he has a point. Anyway, so Mama was all dressed up in her Tommy Rat figure and Rattler and preppy dress clothes that, you know, she only wears that stuff when she's going to be seen by Auntie Maureen and her family. And Mama also had on her overpriced Rat Bago boat shoes, even though the only member of her family who's ever been to see is Papa Rat, and he works on cruise ships, not yachts. Well, anyways, then Mama dragged me to the Rat Mart to buy our own steaks, the really expensive kind, you know, and other shit like, you know, that fancy hot pepper jelly. Mama don't even like hot peppers, but she'll smear it on her steaks around Auntie Maureen to act all sophisticated. Same as she had to have me drive her over to the expensive gourmet shop so we could buy that overpriced, oh, what's it called? Caciocavallo Podolico cheese. It's from Italy. And also we got some fresh figs from Greece. Even though I told her, I just like regular cheddar and grapes, and the guys are going to have them in spades. You know, both, you know, the cheese and the grapes. And they're also going to have some of them fancier cheeses like Gouda and Edam. Well, that wasn't good enough for Mama. And of course, we went to the liquor store after that, and she bought amaretto and chartreuse to drink, because even craft beer ain't fancy enough for sticking it to Auntie Maureen. And then, of course, we had to go to the bakery so Mama could pick up one of them fruit flan things. Even though Auntie Maureen was going to have chocolate cupcakes for everyone, and chocolate cupcakes beat fruit flans any day, man. And then it was finally time to drive over there, and of course Mama made me turn off the rock radio station a couple blocks away in favor of boring Ratland Public Radio Station and their Mozart Marathon. Every damn year, man. I should have known it would be the same this year, too. And I learned long ago not to argue with Mama Rat over this nonsense, because she's going to do it anyway, but at least if I don't argue with her, she won't be yelling at me all day. Anyway, so we got parked in Darren's front yard amongst the various car carcasses that he hasn't gotten around to rebuilding yet, and Mama was putting on airs as she got out and rang the front doorbell, even though the proper thing to do at Darren and Billy's is just walk around back and let yourself in the open kitchen door, which I did. And Darren was smoking a joint in the kitchen, and the counters were loaded with all the grub his woman Lorelei and Auntie Maureen made for the big barbecue. And Billy was setting up his stereo speakers on the back deck to blast some tunes. And Darren and Lorelei's four kids were running all around, all sugared up and complaining, because Darren said they couldn't go swimming in the above-ground pool till an hour after they had their barbecue. Aunt Maureen looked up from chopping veggies, put down the knife, and gave me a big hug. "Ricky, I'm so glad you could come. Where's your sister?" "Oh, probably still chasing Marvin around the house trying to get him to put on pants. She said she was coming, though." And then Darren asked, "Your mama doing her usual snooty gourmet bullshit?" "Yes, sir. She's on the front porch." "Well, Billy can let her in whenever he feels like it." It was about then that an exhausted Becky, you know, my sister Becky, anyways, Becky stumbled in through the back door to join us, and she flopped down at the kitchen table. Well, Maureen gave her a hug, too, and Becky informed us she only got bit 7 times. Trying to get Marvin dressed. Well, we looked out the window just in time to see Marvin throwing the last of his clothes, his shorts, at his sister's hair and then climbing the ladder buck naked into the pool. Darren yelled, "Billy, go mind the swimmers!" Well, Billy did what Darren told him and dutifully took up his place at the side of the pool supervising. And sure enough, all the other little cousins piled in. Stern warnings about waiting until an hour after the barbecue be damned. Becky asked me where Mama was, and when I told her, she gave me a dirty look and then got up and marched to the front door to let Mama and her piles of unnecessary ego groceries in. Things were civil, but unpleasant between Mama and Maureen as Mama tried to sound all educated, telling of what Oprah book club reading she's been doing, or more realistically, what Ratipedia plot summaries of Oprah book club reading she's been doing. Auntie Maureen, of course, is used to this sort of thing by now, and she tried to stick to polite small talk about the grandkids, which Mama took as an opportunity to prod Becky to talk about how Marvin's sisters Susie and Sherry made the honor roll in their junior kindergarten last year, and how Marvin had managed to go an entire 3 weeks without biting any of the other little rats at preschool. Funny how Mama didn't talk about how long he'd managed to go without biting any of the adult staff, but I guess 3 hours isn't quite as impressive a record. Of course, Mama wanted to rub Maureen's nose on the fact that Becky is an assistant meteorologist at KRAT Channel 7 News. Auntie Maureen don't care. In fact, she's very happy for Becky anyway, but Mama just can't help being nasty about the whole thing. It's embarrassing, but it is what it is, and it's been what it is for longer than either me or Becky been alive, so we kind of just try to ignore it and have fun anyway. To that end, as all our various cousins and their spawn were coming in, I did what I could to help Darren maintain order, sorta, and get things ready for the grill. Darren had it down to a science with military precision for exactly what temperature each of his 4 grills needed to be at, and in what order things needed to be put on them, and exactly when things needed to be flipped, so I just followed orders like a good steak soldier. And I stayed away from the veggie grill, because I ain't got the same knack for perfectly grilled corn on the cob that Darren has. I'm telling you, Darren is the grill whisperer. Not gonna lie, the expensive steaks that Mama bought for me and her and Becky were pretty good, but I also saved room for one of Darren's signature mushroom cheeseburgers. There ain't nothing in this world that's as good as one of Darren's burgers. Like, seriously, I know Darren's hot rod shop is real success and all, but I do think he missed his true calling. He could be as famous as that guy who founded McRat Burger, man. In any case, I had somewhere else to be. And once I had stuffed as much grub down my gullet as a rat can stuff, I asked Becky if she could drive Mama Rat home. And as much as she sighed and grumbled, she agreed. So then I slipped out for my beach date with Baby. Kind of a bummer that I was going to miss Darren and Billy's annual illegal fireworks extravaganza, but, well, usually that one neighbor who always bitches about her stupid poodle getting spooked by the noise, well, she calls the cops and then Darren picks a fist fight with her, and there's always one relative who gets the whole thing on video. Usually you can see the fireworks still going off in the background as the cops try to break it up and remind them of their mutual restraining orders, so, I mean, it's almost like being there, you know. And like I said, I had a date. I was going to be a little bit late, but probably nowhere near late enough to be getting there when Baby was actually ready, so I sped over to the Ratson house as fast as I could on the back roads, you know, to avoid sitting in the annual Ratlin Day long weekend traffic jam extravaganza. Ugh. Anyways, I screeched up to the curb. Baby came running out and yanked open the passenger side door, which surprised the hell out of me because I figured she wouldn't be done with her makeup yet. And she wasn't because she only had her fake eyelashes on the one eye, and no lipstick or nothing. And before I could ask her what's up, out came Mrs. Ratson in a screaming, waddling Yvonne. Wait, I ain't even done nothing with Baby yet. Neither one of us been in the back seat yet today, so what the hell was I getting yelled at for? But Mrs. Ratson, she didn't want to yell at me about that. Instead, she yanked the rear passenger door open and shoved Yvonne in and yelled at Baby to get in behind Yvonne on my side. And, you know, and Mrs. Ratson got in to ride shotgun. And she just started shrieking, "Drive!" "Oh, okay, ma'am, where to?" And Baby piped up, "The hospital, Ricky." "Huh?" "Ratboro Memorial. Yvonne's water broke. Go!" Oh, I was confused, man, because, you know, how can water break? I mean, it's not like glass or nothing. And it don't do no banking or pay no bills, so how did water get broken? Anyways, Mrs. Ratson reached over and reached down and just grabbed my shin and shoved my foot on the accelerator and then we were off. Just, you know, one problem. The closest hospital, you know, the one, Ratboro Memorial that Baby mentioned, and that one's the closest to the Ratson house, and it's down the highway. You know, the highway that's a parking lot on Ratlin Day long weekend with everyone trying to get out of town to avoid the traffic, thereby making sure that the traffic is way worse than if they just stayed home. That one. And, well, I don't want to sound rude or nothing, but, you know, Ratsville City Council is kind of, well, retarded. So they didn't make a back roads way to get to Ratboro Memorial Hospital. You have to go on to the Ratsville Parkway, emphasis on park, and take exit 19. It's the only way in or out of there. Now, I heard tell this was because the mayor, when the hospital was built, it was the guy who, he also owns the golf course that's in behind and all around surrounding the hospital, and there was no way in hell he was going to let the state government build a road through his golf course to get to the hospital. And there's like a 6-foot tall brick wall all around the golf course, so you can't just drive over the fairways to cut through to the hospital neither. Now, I'm going to say when the wall was built, which my cousins took his hot rod out on the greens before the wall was there and did donuts on the 10th hole fairway one Friday night. And I certainly ain't going to say if maybe I was there and took a turn at it myself. Point is, you just can't drive over the Rattsville Estates Golf Club to get to the hospital no more. Got to backtrack 2 miles, get onto the Rattsville Parkway on the on-ramp at exit 17, and then you got to crawl your 4 miles to exit 19 to the hospital, and that's that. There is another hospital, Rattsville General, outside, it's the other way of town on the way over to Mouston. In this kind of traffic, that one's an hour's drive away, too, maybe even worse, easily over an hour. And, plus baby's mom kept screaming at me to go to Ratboro Memorial because, that's the fashionable hospital, apparently. I don't know. I don't pay attention to this stuff. Anytime I gotta go to the hospital, it's just whichever one. But, actually half the time when I've ended up in the hospital, I didn't even remember anything about it till 3 days later. I was told that I was at the hospital. Anyways, good time. You have a little too much to drink, but you got to make sure you got enough to drink that you don't remember nothing of that happens. Cause yeah, you don't want to be just drunk enough to get yourself in trouble, but not so drunk that you don't remember. It does have an anesthetic property. Anyways, that's beside the point. But point is, on a long weekend like this, honestly, it would have been faster to stick Yvonne in Mr. Ratson's yard work wheelbarrow and just push her over there, on foot. But, three screaming rat women in my car, one of whom was hell-bent on grabbing the steering wheel, but she wasn't even looking where we were going, just, looking over her shoulder in the back to monitor Yvonne's contractions. Well, I had no choice but to dutifully do the stupid slow thing and just turn down Cheddar Lane to merge on to, at exit 17. Even though I tried to ask baby why we didn't just, wait and call an ambulance from home. There's no time. Go. It's times like this when I wonder how come their cousin Miles can't drive them to the hospital. Anyways, now I remembered Miles said something about not answering phone calls this weekend because he's back in Mouston plowing bimbos or something. Lucky bastard. Actually, and I think of it, I think his exact words were that he was going to be making chicks scream his name in the backseat of his Benz. Well, let me tell you, screaming chicks in the backseat ain't always all it was cracked up to be, although, I suppose Miles was getting the more fun version of it than I was getting. Anyways, at my last-ditch attempt, try for sanity before I was going to be stuck on the on-ramp, I tried to explain that on my way over, the radio said that there were four or five car pileups, and we really shouldn't try to get to Ratboro Memorial, but both baby and Mrs. Ratson, they grab their purses and start whacking me upside the head because they didn't want to hear or nothing, so, okay, we get on the on-ramp pretty quick, and then we stop dead pretty quick, and as far as I could see, there wasn't a single car moving a single inch. And Yvonne was shrieking, and I told baby she needed to call 911. But she wouldn't listen, and we were still on the top of the on-ramp, not moving, And then 10 minutes and 10 shrieks later when Yvonne started yelling, "Mom, I can feel the head!" And I looked over my shoulder, and I saw that any hope of pulling a Yui and getting off the on-ramp was now blocked by a line of other newly parked cars behind me. Fuck my life. Well, purse thwacking be damned, There comes a time in every rat man's life when he's got to be a rat man, despite the purse thwacking and whatnot, and I decided I was just going to have to take matters in my own hands, and I edged the car sideways, a bunch of them little S-turn things, you can actually make the car go straight sideways, not even turn, just shifts bit by bit. I mean, it's hard on the shoulders, man. You really gotta crank that steering wheel, but you can do it. I mean, I've had to do that many, many times trying to get parked in places I shouldn't have been parked. Anyways, I did it this time to get the car mostly off the road, or at least, you know, into the stupid bike lane. You know, nobody ever uses the bike lane, so screw that. Anyway, so we were in the bike lane in the midst of these three rat broads screaming obscenities at me for not driving, even though I clearly couldn't drive anywhere. And anyway, so I dug out my phone and I called 911. What is your emergency? I got a girl in my car going to burn in the backseat. Is that your wife? No, sir. It's my girlfriend's sister. Okay, calm down. And I put the phone on speaker, mostly so the 911 guy would be on, you know, so he'd be an audio witness if Mrs. Ratson murdered me with her purse. But he started barking orders, and I tried to follow as best I could. And, you know, also try to get baby to calm down and do what the 911 guy said. And, you know, Yvonne was pushing, and the next thing I know, because I sure wasn't going to be the one to look up Yvonne's skirt to see what was going on, that's for sure. Anyways, there was a little higher-pitched shriek in addition to the three usual shrieks, and then I saw baby holding up this little newborn baby rat. You know, funny, you know, because, you know, them little brand-new baby rats, the real brand-new baby rats right out of the oven, They look like real old rats, you know, they're all wrinkly and stuff. Anyways, I ain't got no water in my car to wash I got the weird gooey stuff all over the baby, but anyways, I ain't got no water in my car to wash the kid off with, but the 911 guy said, just dry the baby off, don't worry about, like, washing them, too. So anyways, I went into the trunk and, you know, I had a roll of paper towels from the studio and an old Guns N' Roses t-shirt. Now, anyways, Mrs. Ratson wiped the baby down with the paper towels, and Yvonne whipped her shirt off, and, you know, at that point, the 911 guy asked what was going on, and I told him, I don't know, because I was making damn sure I was looking the other way and not at baby sister's boobies. But I told him the baby, like, the new baby, not my baby, the new baby. Anyways, the baby was there. But, you know, we're still stuck on the exit 17 on-ramp. Well, you know, he said the ambulance was coming, but the way traffic was, I figured we'd be just as well to just walk back to the Ratson house. But, of course, I got a purse thwacking for suggesting that. Anyway, so then we were stuck there, and it dawned on me that, you know, the inside of my old beater was even more of a disgusting mess than usual. And I should probably ask Darren how to clean that, but, of course, my phone was still in use for the 911 call. Well, you know, Darren probably wasn't going to be answering the phone because, you know, well, you know, that neighbor calls the cops. She usually starts complaining hours before the fireworks because, you know, well, like I said, Billy was setting up his speakers on the back deck. Anyways, and then, you know, little kids running around. And I think, well, you know, some of them like to throw rocks at her house. And I don't blame them because she's nasty. But, you know, anyways, where was I? So, yeah, I got the purse thwacking for suggesting we walk back to the Ratson house. And anyway, so, yeah, we were stuck there. And, you know, oh, and that was the other thing. You know, Mrs. Ratson, you know, she needed someone to yell at over the fact that the ambulance wasn't there yet. So she just hauled off screaming, oh, sorts of bloody murder at the 911 guy. And I think she also yelled at him, like, the traffic jam was his fault, too. Like, I mean, it happens every year on Ratland Day. I mean, anyways. Anyway, so just then we heard a helicopter, and I thought, oh, thank the Lord, maybe they sent one of them air ambulances, but, you know, no, it was the traffic copter for KRAT Channel 7. See, they was listening in on the 911 scanner, and they heard of, you know, baby being born on the on-ramp, and, you know, they know a good Ratman interest story when they hear of it. So we were going to be live on the TV. Plus, of course, you know, when they got there, I mentioned, you know, they're assistant meteorologist Becky Rakowski is my sister, so you know how it is. They kind of treated me like I was an insider and whatnot. But, you know, also the other thing, KRAT, you see, KRAT's been pointing out for years how stupid it is that we only have the one way in and out of the Ratboro Memorial Hospital because of that corrupt dumbass former mayor and his stupid golf course. So, you know, it kind of fits their agenda to have a story about a baby being stuck being born on the on-ramp instead of being born in the hospital because, you know, because of the traffic and all that. You know, anyways, well, I also heard, speaking of agendas, you know, Becky told me that their lead anchor lady, Stephanie Rath Markham, you know, I heard she was sleeping with that mayor a long time ago, not now, you know, back when she was young and pretty still, you know, like pretty, and not in like the news senior news lady way, but you know, pretty like bimbo pretty. Anyways, back when that anchor lady was young and all that, and she was sleeping with that mayor. But then you see, he ditched her for a new city hall intern, who was even younger and even prettier. Well, ever since then, she's had an axe to grind with all the mayors and city councilors. And, well, you know, it's none of my business anyways. So either way, I think it's high time they build like a new overpass to the hospital, even if it's still just the one way. But, you know, if you have a different road to the one way. Anyways, I think they could make some other road improvements here in Rattsville, not just for emergencies or, you know, annual Ratlin Day traffic jam extravaganza, but, you know, there's a sushi joint next to the hospital that my boss, Big Mike, is always sending me to fetch grub during sessions. And even when it's not the annual Ratlin Day traffic jam, it is a major pain in the tail, you know, getting in and out of there. And my life would be so much easier if they had better road access to that sushi joint. But anyways, back to being on TV. Yvonne and the new baby, well, they didn't mind so much. But my baby, well, she was upset because, you know, she only had half her makeup on. And she hid the other half of her face behind my shoulder while we were being interviewed. And Mrs. Ratson was pissed because the last time she was on TV, it was when she came in third runner-up at Miss Ratlin some, you know, 30-odd years ago. And she was mad that the TV folks weren't going to Photoshop in a pageant crown on her head, even though, you know, they told her it was live, and it's really hard to do that sort of thing live, but she insisted they ought to be able to. But anyways, they also wouldn't promise to make sure to specify that she was Miss Rattsville 1992. You know, when the news people, they put your name at the bottom of the screen and they say who you are. Well, you know, they refused to say Miss Ratlin 1992 when they did that, when she was talking. So she was mad about that. Anyway, the traffic reporter asked me all about what happened, even though, you know, there wasn't really much I could say. You know, I just said, well, you know, they said to head for the highway and to go to the hospital, and then we got stuck on the on-ramp, and next thing I know, the baby's there. And anyway, I said what I could say, you know. But at least, you know, the TV guy, he was okay with letting me wave and then say, "Hi, Mama, I'm on TV." And then Mrs. Ratson shoved her way into the Shaw and introduced herself as Karen Ratson, nay, Ratkin, Miss Rattsville 1992, third runner-up for Miss Ratlin 1992, and she started acting like she had been calm and cool and collected the whole time instead of spazzing out, which is what she was really doing. Anyway, you know, she also acted like she wasn't the reason why we got stuck on the on-ramp in the first place. But most importantly, Mrs. Ratson had something to say, you know, to all the other executive wives at the country club. Meet your future Miss Ratland, but first Miss Rattsville, and before that Miss Teen Rattsville, and before that Little Miss Rattsville, and before that... Anyway, she just kept rattling off titles, which I suppose must be a whole bunch of kiddie pageants, but I don't know, because I kind of zone out whenever, you know, when baby and the women of her family drone on and on and on and on and on and on about beauty queen stuff. But I guess the point is the baby is a girl rat, not a boy rat, because it would be weird if there was... You know, a boy rat became Miss Rattsville. That don't make no sense. Anyway, though, you know, Lord only knows what would have happened in, you know, if Mr. and Mrs. Ratson had sons instead of all girls. Anyway, as annoying as all that was, the K-Rat team were nice enough to offer to fly Yvonne and the baby to Ratboro Memorial, you know, because they got a helicopter pad there at the hospital. And of course, there was going to be good footage to be had in the course of flying them over there, so that's probably really why K-Rat offered. But anyways, they offered to take Yvonne and the baby by helicopter to the hospital to be checked on by doctors. And, you know, fortunately for the K-Rat team, they only had the room in the helicopter for just those two. So Mrs. Ratson, you know, I mean, it was a bit of a walk, you know, a couple miles, but she stomped off to walk home. And, you know, I was kind of, well, you know, my car, I couldn't go nowhere. Everybody's still parked all around and nobody really moved maybe more than a foot. So I was still stuck on the on-ramp till the traffic cleared up. And, you know, baby didn't feel like going home. So she hopped in the passenger seat and chattered on and on and on about how her new niece was going to win all the crowns. And I did what I always do, which is to nod and say, Okay, baby. Okay. Yep. For sure, baby. Got it. Yeah, totally, baby. I totally agree. I said, a lot. That's just what I did. Anyway, I guess it was probably another couple hours before they finally hauled the last of the car pileups from the highway. And then, you know, traffic, well, I wouldn't say it was flowing, but, you know, it crawled. It began to crawl. So that was an improvement. I'd have hoped, you know, I kind of hoped we would go make out at the beach because, you know, it was getting dark. So got plans, right? But anyways, I was ordered to turn off at exit 19. So we go visit Yvonne and the new baby. So my baby, you know, my baby Ratson, she could take her 10,000 selfies with her sister and the new baby. Of course, you know, obviously she hid her, the unmakeuped half of her face behind the new baby. So people couldn't tell on Instarat that she only had half her makeup on anyways. And then when, by the time all the selfies was done and all this, you know, visiting hours was over and, you know, she insisted I just take her straight home without stopping at the beach or any convenient makeout spots. Anyway, so much for my weekend plans, you know, because then the next day, Sunday, well, baby and her mom and other sisters, of course, they were going to spend all day at the hospital with Yvonne. And because Mama Rat, well, you know, Mama Rat had seen me on the K-Rat Channel 7 News on Saturday night, and she decided I had to go with her to church so she could brag about her son, the TV hero, to all her friends. And, of course, to Auntie Maureen. Some things never change. Anyways, to make it even worse, Mama Rat spent all of Monday then nagging me about chores. Because, you know, so I had to do chores all day Monday, and then I had to return to work on Tuesday. And once I was at work, all the guys at the studio, you know, they ragged on me for not knowing how to play doctor properly. And also for having fresh baby germs all over the backseat of my car. Jeff, however, did pat me on the back and tell me, there is much good karma in having brought a new life into this horrible world of illusion, I guess. Well, so that was that. I guess I should plug, like, you know, the website and stuff. So, I think I said it before, and it's probably in the description. I don't know. I guess the cartoon is going to say whatever. But the website is Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat, you know? Yeah, well, I ain't going to spell that because I can't spell, but, you know, you figure it out. I'm sure there's a link somewhere. Wherever you heard this podcast, well, yeah, there you go. There's probably a link there. Anyways, and I got a Facebook page the cartoonist made. It's facebook.com/RickyBTheRockAndRollRat. I got an Instagram. It's Ricky_B_Rat. That's also what my Twitter handle is. And there's a YouTube as well. I don't know what the URL is. It's just a whole long bunch of weird random numbers and letters and stuff. I don't think it spells anything in particular. I mean, I don't know. I'm not good at spelling. Maybe it does. One of them foreign words that comes in the language. You know what I mean? The fancy weird words. They kind of look like gobbledygook. I think that's what the URL is for YouTube. But I'm sure you can find it. Anyways, all that's really on the YouTube so far is this show and the last show and a couple clips and stuff. But anyways, point is, that was how my Ratlin' day-long weekend was. How was yours? Anyways, talk to you guys next time. Bye. Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat Podcast Edition. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Like, subscribe, follow, share, all those things, and catch you next time. Bye.